Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Farm leaders will meet the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, this morning to discuss the reduction in nitrogen limits that will affect more than 3,000 farmers from the new year. Many could be forced to reduce livestock numbers or rent more land as a result of the move. Discussions will also be held on delays to some farm payments, which have been heavily criticised by farmers. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
Yesterday's announcement, the EU Commission would insist on a reduced organic nitrogen limit on over 3,000 mainly dairy farms, has caused anger among farmers, who, as a result, will have to reduce stocking rates by up to 15% or seek more land to continue at their current level of operation. The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, had sought flexibility from the Commission on how Ireland's agreed nitrate derogation programme was being enforced, speaking remotely with the Environment Commissioner on Monday, but the effort proved futile. At a meeting later this morning with farming organisations in the Department of Agriculture, the outcome will be discussed. Also on the agenda is the subject of delays in payments to farmers that were announced earlier this year by the Department of Agriculture. A number of payments to farmers will be pushed back by between 1 week and 1 month, affecting farm budgets and payment schedules, and farming organisations are demanding those payments are made on time.
On Morning Ireland, Elaine Houlihan, MACRA National President and a beef farmer, said yesterday's announcement has sent farmers into a turmoil. She said the new lower nitrogen limits will have a massive effect, including on farm incomes.
Reducing stocking rates will have a knock-on effect on people's income, but it'll also have a knock-on effect on the premium of land. Access to land is one of the biggest things facing farmers, and especially young farmers in Ireland currently. So all these factors, they all add up as well to affect farmers' mental health. So I suppose going into this meeting today, it's looking for more answers off our minister.
A group of current and former members of the United States Congress has said the decision by the UK government to proceed with the legacy bill is deeply regretted. The ad hoc committee said nothing good can come from the plan, which will offer immunity to individuals involved in sectarian violence if they cooperate with the Truth and Recovery Commission. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he will make a decision in the coming weeks on whether to launch a legal challenge against the bill. People are being advised to take care as temperatures are forecast to reach 28 degrees in the coming days. A 48-hour status yellow high temperature warning from Met Éireann came into effect at 8 o'clock this morning. Kate Carlin reports.
With the country set to enjoy some overdue sunshine over the coming days, warnings have been issued to remind people of the potential dangers that good weather can bring. In particular, people are being reminded to be safe around water when they go to swimming spots. Daytime temperatures are expected to climb above 27 degrees Celsius in many areas, while nighttime temperatures won't fall below 15. This, Met Éireann says, could lead to heat stress and uncomfortable sleeping conditions. Elsewhere, Uisce Éireann has renewed its appeal for the public to conserve water. The water supplier says that during a hot spell, water use can increase by up to 20 million litres per day in Dublin alone.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will conclude a three-day visit to the Middle East today with a visit to Jordan, where Ireland has recently opened an embassy. Before he leaves Israel, Mr. Martin will meet the Israeli President Isaac Herzog. From Jerusalem, our Deputy Foreign Editor, Edmund Heafy.
At the President's residence in Jerusalem, the Taoiseach will meet with Mr. Herzog, following 2 days of engagements in Israel and the West Bank. Shortly after, he will depart Israel for Jordan, where he will have a range of meetings, including with the country's Deputy Prime Minister, Ayman Safadi, and several United Nations agencies. Mr. Martin will sign a Memorandum of Understanding between Ireland and Jordan with Mr. Safadi. It is the first visit by the Taoiseach to Jordan since the opening of Ireland's embassy in the capital, Amman, in 2019. He will also meet with Syrian refugees and the winners of the Jordan Young Scientist competition. Inspired by the Irish equivalent, the contest was established by the Irish Embassy in Jordan last year. Edmund Heafy, RTÉ News, Jerusalem.
The United Kingdom is to return to the European Union flagship Horizon Science Research Programme following months of negotiations. The British government said a bespoke new agreement had been signed off with the EU, with UK researchers able to apply for grants and take part in Horizon projects. Britain continued to participate under the post-Brexit trade deal between Brussels and London, but was frozen out during the protracted row over the Northern Ireland Protocol. The UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has hailed the deal as the right one for the country. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be very warm with highest temperatures of 24 to 28 degrees. Dry in most areas this morning with sunny spells. However, showers in the southeast will spread northwards over Leinster, some heavy with thunderstorms and spot flooding possible, especially in the east. Sunshine and isolated heavy or thundery showers this afternoon with light to moderate southeast breezes.